Tom, how did you handle the weekend with no footy? How are you this morning?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. It was, I guess, winding back probably 2 or 3 weeks now. It's been an unbelievable time, and last week in particular, with started with the games with no crowds, and by Sunday night finished with the postponement of the season, and then the consequences of that the whole industry and certainly the clubs had to work their way through last week was really quite, well, clearly challenging but quite distressing for a lot of people, given the uncertainty of the not only the season but what the code looks like when we do get through this COVID-19 situation. So yeah, unbelievably challenging, and to be honest, I think a lot of people who are involved in the industry just took a big deep breath over the weekend and probably weren't too concerned there were no games on, because it was a really, really challenging week.
Yeah, Tom, how are the Swans placed to survive this period?
It's a good question. I think the short answer is okay. We are one of the 18 clubs, obviously, and we do rely on a distribution like all clubs do from the AFL. The AFL are negotiating that at the moment, and we expect a position from the AFL in a matter of days as to what that looks like to underpin the survival and the going concern, if you like, of all the clubs, not just the Swans, through this next little period up until the end of our financial year, which is October. And once that's locked in, and the key domino was clearly the deal with the players, which in our game happened on Friday night. So without knowing the specifics of the deal, clearly the AFL now can lock that aside and then move into what it needs. So now that that's done, we can assure the survival of the club. But we've got a hell of a lot of work to do to work through these next couple of months.
Mm. Tom, can you take us inside the discussions you've had with the AFL and then the players at your club and then the wider staff, and how many people have taken pay cuts? How many have you had to stand down? And those must have been difficult conversations to have.
Yeah, I mean, they certainly are, and I won't go into specific self percentages other than to say that every staff member at the Sydney Swans has been impacted by either being subject to a period of stand down or a reduced wage or hours or both. So it's had really wide-reaching ramifications. Going right back to the AFL, there are a couple of phases through this period. There was the first phase, which was trying to get the games played, the whole 22, and then that dropped to 17 games. And then it was the concept of playing without crowds, and then the postponement of the competition. So the AFL, I've got to say, they've done a magnificent job in navigating what has been unbelievably tricky period of time. I guess as clubs, we've been in daily contact clearly with the AFL multiple times a day. And one of the silver linings out of all of this has been the collegiate nature of collaboration between the clubs. And we're all going through this together. So those relationships have really, really strengthened over the past couple of weeks. The players is slightly different from their salary and their total player payments. That's a negotiation exclusively between the Players Association and the AFL. So we haven't been involved in that at all. But clearly at the club, we've been making sure that we stay very connected with our players. 80% of our players aren't from Sydney. So at the first opportunity on Sunday night, last Sunday night, we mobilised the troops and got them home, because their safety and wellbeing is the most important thing. So they've done that. And I'll just zoom forward all of the entire playing group on Friday, just to check in, and we'll continue to do that over the next couple of days. And, we've got skeletal staff in football. Around 20% of the staff are remaining on tools, but in a very much modified capacity, and their primary objective is to ensure that the players are engaged and, through this next little period. Because what we do know is we're certainly not playing within the next 2 months. Keeping them engaged more than anything else is the priority at the moment.
Yeah, Tom, what's the expectation then around staff? If staff have been released, so they're not being paid, is there any expectation from you for them to still be in contact with the players? Do they completely walk away and go and look for other work? What's their situation?
Well, there are legal requirements when a stand-down provision is implemented. And the first part of that is that circumstances out of the employer's control provide for a stoppage of work, and so that's clearly applied here to the AFL with no games. large number of our employees can't fulfil their duties as employees. They have had to unfortunately be stood down. And as you said off the top, it's been a very challenging part of the week. Now, they're albeit stood down, there are employment entitlements which will carry through annual leave, long service leave, special leave, these sorts of things. And it, I think the important thing to note with stand down provisions is it's a temporary measure with the full expectation to starting up again. Now, clearly, we don't know what the competition will look like when we start up. So I think it's important, certainly early during the piece, that that employers understand it and not judge that employees will respond differently. And we need to absolutely respect that. So we'll work our way through the next week or so and certainly the opportunity is there to be engaged, but also at the same time understanding that there'll be a large number of people who will be working their way through this. And clearly the health is the other part that, you know, I heard the Treasurer on the radio this morning talk about the economic impact, but also the health impact and ensuring that our employees are healthy and safe, and also their families as well. So quite a delicate balance these next couple of weeks.
Yeah, the health aspect is certainly one for everyone in the community, and no doubt about it with AFL, rugby union, rugby league players, because everyone's impacted. And I think the best way around that is if you can have a bit of a laugh in these difficult times. And your coach, Johnny Longmire, I saw him give a pre-game speech to his daughter on the weekend. I found it quite good. How did you find it?
Yeah, it was good. He did shoot it through to me just before he put it on social media through our channels. And we are extremely fortunate at the Swans to have a coach like John, who's just been with the Swans for over 20 years, and he's the longest-serving senior coach, over 200 games. At the club, and he's not just the coach of the team, he's the coach of the club. He has kids in the academy. That was his daughter Sahara on the captain.
I loved her reaction.
Yeah, she's involved in the Youth Girls Academy as well. So anything that he can do to either increase lift the spirits or engage with members, fans, corporate partners, he'll absolutely do. And one of the things the AFL have done really well is, given there are no live games, they've basically retrospectively put together a season of throwback games. And that was his pre-match address before the throwback game, which we all knew the result of, the Swans getting over the Bombers in the last 2 minutes. But the response from some of our retired champions was gold on social media. So they are prepared to put the boots back on. And we'll be hearing plenty from John in the next couple of weeks as he communicates with our fans.
You'd be hoping for a few Geelong games, wouldn't you, Tommy?
Well, there's plenty of old footy going on at the moment, and the phone does buzz a bit more when some of those old test games are on. I haven't tuned into any yet, but I might have to with the kids.
Good stuff, Tom. And look, thanks for joining us this morning on the Big Sports Breakfast, and good luck navigating the next few months, which no doubt will be very tough.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me at any time.